Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
To the corner, Thornton, shot fake, attack the close out of Thomas, blocked by everyone, and lays it in on the left baseline drive. 48-30, 31-point second quarter for the Valkyries. And Caleb will put the headset on. Caleb Thornton, great performance here for the Valkyries again tonight. 95-79 winners over Phoenix. Slow first quarter, but then you guys really kicked it into gear. What changed after that slow start?
I think we just went back to what we do best, and that's defense and running. I think tonight our defense kind of led our offense. We played a great team. Phoenix was a great team. But I think we executed on defense. We had a lot of deflections, which led to our offense, so that was good.
So you had 31 points in the second quarter as a team today. You had 26 points in the second quarter on Friday. Yeah. What is it about these second quarters thus far this season?
Just coming in and trying to reevaluate the first half and coming in and just being more aggressive. We had to pick up our first quarters, but you know what? That's the game of basketball. We learned from it and we got to move on. But I think we were more focused on hitting the paint and playing defense.
So 19 points, 3 rebounds for you today after a 13.8 rebound game on Friday. What is feeling good for you so far this season?
I'm just trying to find my rhythm back, do whatever I have to do for my team, and kind of just letting the game come to me. We have a great team and, you know, across the bench, starters. So, you know, just trying to find what I can do to help get us a W.
And lastly, Janelle Salon, 2 games off the bench, 2 20-point games. Yeah. How important is it to have that kind of scoring firepower coming from a reserve?
We need that. She's an amazing shooter. She comes out and brings us a lot of energy off the bench, and we need that. We have a great bench. So when they come in, it's like, you know, we don't miss a beat.
KT, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Valkyries 95-79 winners over the Phoenix Mercury. Reminding you that the Valkyries 2026 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. Big win for the Valkyries. A team they did not defeat last year, they take care of today, getting 5 players in double figures, at least 13 points apiece for Amihir, Salon, Burton, Charles, Thornton, and Williams. Great stuff all around after that slow start. Really kicked it into gear, and it has been a lot of fun to watch this team. RRC, this is a great start to the season 2-0. So you already kind of got 2 bugaboos off your back from last year. You did not win in Seattle last season, 0-2 up in the Pacific Northwest, and you did not beat Phoenix at all last season. And so you've taken care of both of those things already in your first 2 games this year.
You talked to Veronica Burton before the game, and we aired that at halftime, and you asked her if this game had any more meaning, and she kind of played it off. But you can't tell me they didn't have this circled on the calendar, knowing they were coming off the back-to-back, knowing they had the rest advantage. And like you said, they were 0-4 against them last year. That sticks in your craw a little bit over the winter. And they came out in the first quarter, and they let them back in the game. In the third quarter, I was a little surprised by that, but then they put him away in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe some of that is because of that rest advantage, right? It looked like Phoenix emptied the tank to get back into the game in the third quarter. And look, Alyssa Thomas, 38 minutes back into the back-to-back. She is a warrior out there, but that's a lot of minutes in 2 straight days.
Thomas is a really good basketball player.
Yeah, that's good analysis, RC.
Thank you. That's why I'm here.
19 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. I mean, she's first-team all WNBA the last 3 years for a reason. She can do it literally all. Outside of the 3-point shot, she does control things really well. Despite the big line, the Valkyries did force 6 turnovers from her, and they forced 17 turnovers for 24 points. So they really capitalized on those points off turnovers, and they're plus 13 points off turnovers in a 16-point game.
And they were bad turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, they were throws to nowhere and passes when they were in the air with nowhere to go. I was really surprised by that. But, again, it is very early in the season.
Yeah. I mean, just 2 games in. I think Phoenix is going to be quite all right. I think you are looking at a likely playoff team, I would say, in the Phoenix Mercury, because they do not have their entire roster here. Monika Koa-Makani is still playing overseas. She's a very good player, had a really good rookie campaign. Sammy Whitcomb's out with a left knee injury. So you get those 2 players back. This team is going to look a little different, but still, you know, they still have Tawana Bonner, Ka Copper, Alyssa Thomas, and Natasha Mack looking good, and Jovana Nogic looking really, really good. I mean, 5 of 8 yesterday, four of five from deep in two straight games. 8 of 10 is a small sample size, but that's still pretty impressive. But back to the Valkyries.
Janelle, how about a post-game guest?
Yeah, Kayla Thornton. I mean, 19.
Picking up right where she left off after the All-Star year.
Yeah, I mean, All-Star break, gets injured and can't play the last 22 games. Averaged 14 points and 7 rebounds. And there was no buffer to return here. 13 points and 8 rebounds in game one, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 8 of 14 from the field for her. And I mean, just looks like she picked up exactly where she left off.
8 of 14 from the floor, as you said. And then welcome to Ball Hall at Gabby Williams.
Woo, 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 9 from deep, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals and a block, plus 12 in her 32 minutes. She started off slow in this game, but second quarter, like when she took off, the team took off. Because that second quarter, when they scored 31 points, they outscored the Mercury 31-11 in the second quarter. Gabby Williams was really doing it on both ends of the floor, being a big spark plug for both sides of the ball there for the Valkyries.
She has some style to her, too. She's going to be a fan favorite.
Yeah, she really is. So, again, this is an 11.5 point per game score last year with the Seattle Storm. She's now averaging 13 points per game in her first two contests with the Valkyries. And then we got to talk about Janelle Salon. I mean, two games off the bench, two 20-point games, 21 points to date, 7 of 10 from the field, 4 of 5 from deep.
But just most importantly, 11 in the fourth.
11 in the fourth. Yeah, I mean, look, I became a huge Janelle Salon supporter last year. It didn't hurt that I called her brother's games when he was playing for Chalet for the NBA app, a shameless plug there. And so I was already a fan, but I tell you, RC, she is a killer. That's one of the first things that Natalie Nicasse said year one. Like, we want killers. Mike Singletary wants winners. She wants killers. There are a bunch of killers. And Janelle Salon embodies that. She is an absolute killer on the court.
She really is. And tough as nails.
Tough as nails, that's for sure.
All over the floor.
Yeah.
Diving after loose balls. That's what you want from here.
Yeah, so and you know, took care of her free throws, and she was 3 of 3 from the line. And Veronica Burton, 6 of 6. But I mean, just another ho hum Veronica Burton game. 13 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. Again, very much the heart and soul of this Valkyries team. Veronica doing a great job and off to a great start. She started off slow last year a little bit. The first game was not so great for her last year against the LA Sparks. Picked it up against the Washington Mystics for their first ever win on May 21st. That game was in game two to get to 1-1. Well, a 2-0 start and a real shot to get to 3-0. Chicago did have a nice win at Portland. Be curious to see what this team looks like. They lost Angel Reese. They did have some nice pickups with Skylar Diggins coming there. That is a huge pickup for the team. Rekia Jackson, another big pickup. One of my favorite players to watch last year, Rekia Jackson. So it's a bit of a different-looking Chicago Sky team, and they're off to a good start with that win at Portland. But I think this is a prime opportunity to get to 3-0 on this season. And that's what you definitely – when you have 8 days in between games, you don't want that last game to be a loss.
No, they have an interesting roster. They have 3-point guards. Like you said, they have Cordoza down low. They're an interesting team.
They are an interesting team. They're going to be a lot better than the 10-34 they were last year. I don't know if it's going to be enough to make the playoffs, but I expect them to be more competitive this season.
21 in the game, and as we mentioned, 11 in the fourth for Janelle Salon.
Yeah, so a big performance there for Janelle Salon. As let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by SFO International Airport. Another plug, I'm actually going to SFO right after this.
Are you?
A little 40-hour trip to Tulum. I'll be back in time for our game on Wednesday. Shout out to Adam Montez and Shannon Ortega on their nuptials. I did not make the wedding, but I will be there for the after party the next day.
That's the best part of me, right?
Yeah, exactly.